Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. It's almost time for CMA Music Fest, which takes over a portion of downtown Nashville every year. And that means roads are about to start shutting down to traffic. Several blocks of First Avenue will close Thursday, followed by stretches of Broadway, Second Avenue, and De Mondruin on Friday and Saturday. By the start of the festival, most of the tourist area around Lower Broadway and the riverfront will be a pedestrian-only zone. CMA Music Fest officially gets underway on June 4th and lasts through the 7th. Last year's festival drew an estimated 95,000 fans. Music City will take center stage for Japan. Team Japan will be staying here for the duration of their run at the FIFA World Cup. They chose Nashville to be their base camp city. And arriving with the team in the next couple weeks will be the Japanese press. 150 members of the Japanese media will be in Nashville covering the team. Some have already reached out to Japanese natives who live in Nashville, like Metro Council member Mina Johnson, who will take a TV crew to Broadway. She said there's a fascination with Nashville and Japan.
They are so interested in Nashville because even in Japan, Nashville, they know it's a it city. So
really?
They want to know, it's like, what is its cities about?
In yesterday's episode of This is Nashville, Masami Tyson, the mayor's chief of staff, said that this is the potential to put our city on the map in Japan. More on the impact of the Japanese men's team stay here on our daily show, This is Nashville, is at WPLN.org. A Middle Tennessee eighth grader is moving forward in the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Marian Jenkins attends Woodland Middle School in Williamson County. She is one of about 250 kids from across the country competing in the Spelling Bee, which kicked off in Washington, D.C. yesterday. She placed second in the Tennessee Titans Regional Spelling Bee in March, qualifying her for the national competition. Jenkins passed the first and second rounds of the competition. You'll find more local news at WPLN.org. Or in the NPR app under local headlines.